And I really want to encourage you to do what you need to do to get as comfortable as possible. Maybe change postures, sit in a chair, maybe start the period standing or whatever. If you feel you can do something to get more comfortable, go ahead and do that now. And then a reminder that with the loving kindness practice, we're working with intention. Okay, so the intention to connect with a sense of caring and kindness. And that intention maybe it bears fruit in this sitting, right? Maybe, it works. But it's not really working. It's just that intention, maybe it bears fruit in this sitting. Maybe it doesn't and it bears fruit at another time, but that's okay. So really, with the Brahma-Vihara practices, we want to avoid as much as possible evaluating our experience. Really, literally, just do it. And if you do, you are engaging with the intention to be kind. And that's it. You've completed it. And it may bear fruit now, 2 years from now, 2 days from now, who knows? Okay, so really try not to evaluate what's happening. Just follow the instructions as best you can. Okay. I'm going to start by offering you a somatic approach that can stand on its own or it can be a foundation for any other approach to loving kindness. And to begin this way of practicing, tune into yourself sitting here quietly, meaning tune in, feel yourself sitting here quietly. Like, no, nothing special, just the body at rest, at ease. And consider, kind of reflect on how just doing this is, in its own way, a kind thing to do for ourselves. Give ourselves the time and the space for the body to just chill out, be at ease. That right there, there's some nascent little form of kindness just in the doing of this. So see if you can kind of reflect on that and let that in. Maybe that reflection helps you settle into your body more, just allows you to feel the ease of sitting here a little bit more. And then if you feel the ease of sitting here, maybe that helps you connect with the kindness associated with doing this. Well, no big bells and whistles, just this general sense of kind of giving to ourselves by giving ourselves the time and the space to do this practice. And now bring your attention very gently, but do move your attention to where in your body you have a sense your heart center is. Maybe you have a sense it's kind of in the traditional place of the kind of upper left chest, but maybe that's not where you sense it is. Maybe you feel it's in the belly, or maybe, who knows? Let your attention come to rest at that place in your body. Some people find it helpful to put a hand on that part of the body just to kind of help the attention connect there. You can see if it helps or not. And you bring your attention to that part of your body and you just see what it is you feel. Just as if I were going to say, bring your attention, you know, to your right foot and see what you feel. You're not really looking for anything special, just noticing. And again, trying not to evaluate. Maybe you don't notice anything. You notice no sensations in that part of your body. That's fine. That's what you notice. Or you notice some sensations. Staying relaxed. Remember, you're just sitting here at ease. Nothing special. Resting the attention with the heart center. And now with the attention at the heart center, I want you to imagine that the body is breathing in and out through that spot, through wherever you feel your heart center is. So the in-breath is coming in to the body from that place. The out-breath is exiting the body from that place. Of course, this isn't happening. Just kind of using imagination a little bit. Remember, this is a bit different than the Vipassana practice. And as the body breathes in and out from the heart center, perhaps it's similar to a musician's breath vibrating the reed on a reed instrument. Maybe the breath, the in and out breath, kind of enliven the heart center a bit as the breath moves through the heart center, you know, again, in an imaginary way. You just see what the outcome of that imagination is. This will be the foundation for the rest of what we're doing today. And it can also stand alone as its own practice. If you ever want to do the loving kindness practice sometime and you connect with how we're doing it right now, you can simply do this and just keep the attention rested at the heart center, breathing in and out. And as always, with the loving kindness instructions, if you want to stay just doing this, please do. Otherwise, it can serve just as a foundation. You're going to be breathing anyways, so you can kind of have it be a foundation for what we're about to do next. So if you'd like to continue with the instructions, bring to mind a being in your life right now that you find very easy to feel feelings of kindness and tenderness and care towards. The granddaughter, the grandson, the niece, the nephew, the puppy, the kitten, the cat, the dog, the neighbor's young kid, etc. Doesn't mean every time you see this being you feel that way, but kind of can come pretty easy, at least at times. Sense of caring and tenderness towards this being. If you feel like there's not a being in your life at this time that kind of fits that description, perhaps in the past, you can remember, you know, any of the parents in the room, perhaps remembering your newborn. And if still nothing is coming up, you can go to like movies, characters in movies where maybe you've had that sense of feeling towards, or a character in a book that you've read. And if it's someone in your life right now or from the past, see if you can get a visual of them, if your mind thinks in pictures. See them in your mind's eye, perhaps at a time when they were most cute and dear. And see if you can recollect a time with this being where you really were feeling a lot of care and tenderness towards them. A particular instance, perhaps. And see if you can let that experience be present now, the experience of how you felt towards them. And again, you can be breathing in and out of the heart center as you do this, if that's supportive. Seeing if you can connect with the experience of feeling tenderness and kindness towards this being. And now, if that experience, if had words, if there were words to describe that experience, what would they be? So we're kind of backing into the phrases here. Maybe two or three very short phrases. For example, I use our cat for this. See myself, kind of feel myself petting her. What's the feeling? I can feel it, but what are the words? And it would be something like, I want you to know you're loved. I want you to feel safe. Those are the two that kind of jump out for me. See if you can find two or three very short phrases that speak to how it is you are feeling towards this being at the time you're remembering. Keeping the visual if you can. And also imagine touch, like I was mentioning, feeling like I'm petting my cat. That can also be very supportive. And then the practice, again, is repeating the phrases while you're holding the image of this being in your mind. Repeating the phrases, but also doing your best to connect to the meaning of the phrases. So as Jean mentioned, there's the concentration aspect of this practice, which is the repeating of the phrases, and then the kind of heart aspect of connecting to the meaning of the phrases. Trying to remember to avoid evaluating whatever your experience is, just following the instructions. The mind will wander off and you'll wake up. And when you wake up, bring the image of this being to mind, connect with the feeling, and then begin with the phrases. You can experiment how loudly and also how quickly you say the phrases. Sometimes we feel like they're intruding. Maybe we're saying them a bit too loud, and maybe they're just a whisper. Again, if you are connecting with the practice in this way, feel free to stay right here, not move on with the instructions. And if you'd like to move on, letting go of the image of this being, maybe continuing to breathe in and out of the heart center if that's supportive. And now bring to mind a picture of yourself from when you were young. 5-ish, 6-ish, 7-ish, something like that. Picture when you were happy. Maybe a picture that captures that particular essence of who you are in a lovely way. Let that picture come to mind and see if you can connect with the kind of overall experience of that little one. Again, it's a picture from a happy time in your life. Certainly lots of unhappy times, but choosing one that connects with a happy time. And connecting with that little one as best you can. And now as you hold that image and connect as best you can, use the exact same phrases you were just using with the easy being. Don't change them at all, even if it feels weird and like they don't fit. Just follow the instructions, use the exact same phrases you were using, and send those phrases to that little one. Remembering to breathe in and out of the heart center if you find that helpful. Again, staying here if you feel to, or just one more instruction if you want to try. And that would be without kind of skipping a beat, so continuing to say the phrases. And without skipping a beat, you shift from the image of yourself when you were young to the felt sense of yourself right here, right now, sitting in the hall. And maybe the phrases, may you, just shift to may I. And for the last couple minutes now, letting it all go, all the visualizations, the phrases, and just sitting kind of back where we started, sitting quietly and kind of basking in whatever sense of loving kindness is present and care. And if there's a feeling of like, there's nothing present, there's no loving kindness present, there's just nothing, that's fine. Can that be okay? If so, in that okayness is caring. The willingness to just let that be okay without judging it itself is caring. May all beings accept themselves just as they are and live their lives in ease. So if you connect with the loving kindness practice, you can do it during walking meditation. As Jean was saying, you can begin a sitting with it. One way that I like to do loving kindness practice when I walk, remember the palms I was talking about in the feet, is to actually walk on the earth with a sense the way you might put your hand on a dear friend's shoulder or even our cheek with a palm, is that the feet give off that sense of care through the palms as you walk. It's a great somatic way to give care to the earth as you walk. You can check that out if you like. So it is a walking and then group meetings for some.